calling. This is Max. How can I help you?
Hello. I just received the transcript from you in my email. Okay, so I am calling the number that you have sent, and I would like to know the ghost writing, what that really means, or what commitment do I have to have?
Ghostwriting is honestly a pretty straightforward process. We go ahead and take interviews. We need to identify what's the kind of story that we're dealing with. And for that, the first call that we take is called author's call. That call is directly with the writer, and you preferably, if it's your story, you and the writer would like talk for like at least a couple of hours. They will try to understand where you're coming from. They will understand the experiences that you've had. They will, you know, there's just a really long, detailed call. Based on that first initial call, we create an outline. It's like a table of content for the book. The outline
I see. Okay. If I may introduce myself, the visitor number is 500251 91.
Okay. You were having a conversation with Mike Smith initially, and then I joined the chat.
Okay.
You told me that you are a survivor of the genocide in East Pakistan in 1971 and migrating to Ottawa, Canada in 1972, dreaming of a new dream to create my identity as a wife, mother, scientist, and feminist. That's you?
Correct.
Perfect. You didn't tell us your name over there.
Oh, good. Good. Nice to speak to you, and you are Max.
Yes, ma'am. This is Max Wilson.
Max Wilson, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that sounds great. All right, so I have solved my first step of the puzzle. Now, what I would like to know is, where would you like, what else would you like to know from me as an author?
So pretty much all about you, honestly. So your story, how it began, your experiences, how you went to Canada, and, you know, how what was the, you know, migration process like, what were your initial... It's like, I'm the customer service rep here, right? My job is to just give you, like, an introduction to what the product is, help you understand what kind of product will fit your need, and just register you in our system as one of our clients. Once you're registered, only then an author comes into this situation. The first call will be taken from the author. There's a huge team, like a project manager, writers, editors, you know. Because, see, it's your life story. We're talking about 50, 60, 70 years of material here. So it's a lot of back and forth, back and forth, back and forth before we completely understand what we're dealing with. And then we go and we start giving you deliveries every single week. So it's really helpful to, you know, just start writing the book with the writer since the very beginning and help them in the ghostwriting process.
Okay. So you are really behind the scene and overlooking how I am making the progress, not how about the language itself, communication through writing.
So... we can write everything for you. If you're comfortable talking to us over the phone, we will continue our work over the phone. You don't have to write anything. You just need to get on a call and talk to us. If, let's say, you're comfortable typing and not talking to us, you still have to get on the first initial call with us. But after that, what we'll do is we will figure out the questions that we need answers for. And then we'll send you questions on your email address. All you have to do is fill out those questions and send it back to us, and we'll take the ship forward. One really important thing that you need to know is
yes.
This entire process, we're just acting as a company that's hired for the service. That means 100% rights belong to you, 100% royalties belong to you, and this is going to be your intellectual property. We're just your hands, your ears, and a bit of your brain that's helping you out to, you know, put your life story into VEDS, because probably you're doing this for the first time, and the people that are involved have done this for like probably 1,000 times or more.
Yeah, I like this part. I like this part. Now, actually, the true picture of me as who I am and my writing experiences, obviously, is I'm not a writer. I'm not an author, or it is not my first book or work or creative work that I wish to publish, but it is something that I was many of the group, I belong to a number of groups anywhere that I go, and of course being a scientist is a different life, different way of thinking. So it's my second time that I am trying to write about my experiences and the memories, because it's 70 years or 60 years, my childhood and everything. So that is sometimes quite tricky, because I am trying to choose the stories or the anecdotes, whether it's bitter or whether it's scary, whether it's loving, whether it's, you know, it's a different type of situation. So really, the first one that right now I would like to complete, I have a book published.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a selection from my, what's that one called? My journal. I am used to journaling. So from there, and the reason the title is My Chosen Words, because if I am going to speak to readers, that was in my retirement, then I would have to choose words which are not technical or which are not translation of the different languages that I speak. And my origin is Indian subcontinent. And
for y'all, Imam Haq, is that you?
Yes.
That's nice. I just pulled you up on Amazon. This looks like a nice book cover. You did it yourself?
I see. You have I didn't realize that technology has gone so fast and so quick. Sorry for being rude and laughing. But anyway, I'm a scientist, and I wanted to... there are many other variable factors for which I am a little confused. If I may ask, because I don't want to get involved in the same Sherlock Holmes writing or revealing what the reasons are for not for getting comments such as, your mother tongue isn't English, correct? Yes, I said that's true. But so, to bring it up to the standard of the publishers, editors would have to, actually, it was like ghostwriting. You will need a lot of assistance from, support from the editors to edit your book in English. Now, you know what? That offended me so much. And I have said, thank you, no thank you, I don't have to write my a book or share my memoirs. I can just keep my journaling on. That's all what I was doing till I got your email this evening.
So, I'm trying to understand,
yes,
like, what's the end goal here? Like, do you want us to help you with marketing your book that you've launched in 2020, My Chosen Words, Memories of a Professional Immigrant Woman? Or do you want us to, like, write a new book for you?
Okay, here is some questions that I was very offended, as I say, by iUniverse and Author Solution. They are imprint of Author Solution.
Yes,
I didn't
I know, them.
Know their policy. But anyhow, yes, I'm a scientist, and I have original contribution in terms of solving, those are in the area of forensic science, and to stop drug trafficking internationally, as well as murder, murder cases.
Oh my God!
So I have
You're
a bent method.
Devices.
Thank you. And I have a method, developed a method. The name is Feral Hawk Method. And the British Home Office, their manual for the technologies is included in that manual. And that was in the 80s, late 80s and 90s. I'm not quite sure. But anyhow, so I'm sure you are familiar with Marcus, my pronunciation is not perfect, Marcus Who Is Who, biographer, American biographer.
Can you tell me his name again?
Marcus. Marcus?
Marquez?
Yes.
What's his last name? Novel?
No. Okay, here is something. It's American biography, and it's titled as, I think in the 19th century they started, if I'm not mistaken, or early 19th century. But anyhow, the story is thus, that in Marquis Who Is Who, biography...
Oh, yes, Marquis Who Is Who. Yes, I know who they are.
And the 2018 version of the biography, my name is included in the distinguished acclaimed section. So that is something that, when I came to realize that, yes, I should really follow my support groups who are saying that write your autobiography. And after about 20 years, I said, okay, I will choose from my a journal, and I did. And it was, P.D. James, I'm sure you are aware of the mystery murder writer P.D. James.
Yeah.
Okay, she was the director. I worked under her. She was the director of the British Home Office, the research group. I'm in Canada, and our team, obviously is international project. So we teamed up with British Home Office and P.D. James. She was really the main one who was overseeing the project, and FBI. So these with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police is international project to stop drug trafficking, and that was in the 60s, 70s, I think they were having a very difficult and hard time to stop the drug trafficking. And one of the ways, one of the evidences would be fingerprint left at crime scene. That's a huge story. Anyway, I have a lot of contribution in that area in conjunction with the three major groups that I have mentioned. And obviously from there, I did get a lot of, because I am the primary researcher in the group. So from all over the world, all detailed information and why the idea was the way we designed it, that's the outline. And, of course, those were the questions that I would have to answer, and I enjoyed myself. But Canada, I didn't know that politicians have the power to cancel the projects, how they want to spend, invest the money, Canadians, the taxpayers' money. So our project was cancelled. And obviously, I did other things as a refugee woman scientist. So that is something that now what I am, my dilemma is, obviously, I'm not going to write reviews and all and send it to the International Journal of Forensic Science or Canadian Journal of Forensic Science or, you know, what's the American, one and all. That doesn't excite me. But definitely trying to pick out some of the interesting and episodes in my life and the bitter sweet ones as an immigrant and whatever, but anyhow, so those are the things that I am trying to weed out or filter, you know.
Amazing, you know, very thorough description of everything. I'm really glad that, you know, you were able to provide all of these details in, you know, such thorough manner. I think what you need is, we usually have three tiers of, like, ghostwriters. The first tier is usually for, like, children's book and for, like, fiction. The second tier is usually for a bit of, you know, complicated things, and these people have, like, 5 or 7 years of experience. And then we have a gold tier of ghostwriters. These people have, like, over 10 years of experience when it comes to ghostwriting and publishing. So a person like you, I think you definitely need the best that you can get. If something that, you know, is within your financial means, I think that's the way you should go for. Our gold plan is for like around $10,000, and our silver plan is around $7,000. But your story sounds like it would need a lot of attention, because maybe even if you know everything, somebody has to hear everything, absorb it, tell us, you know, which parts make more, like, make a better story and flow together, and then, you know, make you understand all of that, and then you and that person has to work together in a collaborative effort, because this is your story and you're the boss here. So, you know, these are the two options that we have for you. Either go for, like, our best hair author package, in which, like, a team of 5 individuals and 10-year-plus experience people would, you know, help you out, and they would charge you a flat fee of $10,000. But if money is a problem for you, then the second option is $7,000. But if both of those options don't work, I don't think we'd be able to be a good match, because the smallest package that we have is $3,000, but that's usually for children's book or fictional books. But your story is way more intense.
Okay, here is something. Thank you for the reason that I was giving you the details is that way you would be able to give me the answer which I expected and you have given me, which is very good. Now, here I can make immediate decision and the amount I didn't quite understand. The first package would be $10,000, correct?
Yes. $10,000 is our first package, and the second one is
$7,000. $7,000.
Yeah. I personally think you should go for our best package, which is $10,000. Because your story does have, like, you know, this is 60 years of your life. And probably most of it with government bodies and doing scientific things. And, you know, somebody needs to thoroughly live this entire life with you to understand what's happening. The 7K is, they're okay, they're nice. Some people have used it and they've found great results. But statistically speaking, a project with this complexity definitely needs some really good professional help.
Okay, here is something. I'm an independent thinker, correct?
Yes.
Because I'm a scientist, and globally now, my contributions are the basis of what they are doing, the research, how the research has grown with modern technology. Okay, so I am everywhere in that field. And this is something I am seeing in today's world because of the Ukraine situation, the refugees. I have a lot of contribution in that area too. And obviously, I also see, I'm an avid reader, and I belong to a number of groups or associations internationally. So there I see another one which I am targeting now is 300 years or three centuries, 19th, 20th, and 21st century, about women or girls' education and why women need education in today's world. And those are some of the points that I'm finding women in the life of women, the restrictions of women, child marriage, polygamy, widowhood, all those I can, because I had a very intellectual mother who has written 18 books
in
East Pakistan. I am reading those. I am referring to some of my notes and all, and I feel I should publish her life first, write her biography.
Do you want to publish her already written book, or do you want written her life?
No. What I want to do is write her biography, okay? Like Madame Curie's one daughter is a journalist. She wrote about her mother's contribution, her biography, and the way it will be, what my mother has written, she has written 18 books. I'm not interested in all the 18 books, but the areas I'm interested in is what she has written about women's lives, arranged marriage, child marriage, polygamy, and that was the norm. That's the way, that is your way of life, little girl. So the title that I have got for that one is Voices of Girls. And I will pick up some of the anecdotes or the stories that my mother has quoted. And my mother used to tell us when we were young. And the other thing is, of course, my grandmother, mother's mother, she passed away at the age of, I think, 23 or 22. I can't offer, I'll have to check that. But anyhow, she had four children. She was a young, you know, child marriage. She had to accept that. Anyhow, that is something that I would like to quote. And why, how did she, the, and medical science, as a chemist, I was looking at, she had, what is it, typhoid.
Oh.
And there was no cure for it, but the scientist who synthesized the medication for that, and I am a follower of his. So these are some of the things that I would like to write and why I became a scientist.
Do you want to write it yourself, or do you need writing help with that?
I don't need writing help, because the reason is, and you can correct me, the reason is I am going to be blending in chemistry. Okay, at that time in the 19th century, there was, no, you know, medication was not there.
Makes sense.
Okay? All right. So, the what I am telling myself is, it is only I who can switch from the different tone or different technical aspect of the writing or expressing. It's not emotional, it's rational.
But
how
I'm still
the
confused.
Synthesis in the chemistry.
Well, one thing, Priyal.
Yes.
I'm sorry I'm cutting you off, I know, but you know, you have to repeat a lot of these details with the account manager, because most of the details that you're telling me, actually your account manager would be better off with those details. So I'm just trying to understand. We sell publishing, writing, and, you know, editing. I'm still confused. What is it that you're looking for?
Okay. I just got your email this evening, okay, at night. And
we didn't send
you
an
email. The first email which I responded to. So I was confused, and I am confused. Are you connected with Penguin Random House Publishing?
Yeah. This is Penguin Book Writers.
Yes, Penguin Book Writers, it can be an independent publishing, you know, business itself. Or are you under
independent
the
business? What you're saying, see, I'll tell you, Farrell. So
okay.
There are three tiers of businesses when it comes to books. The first one are traditional publishers. They only publish your books. The second ones are...
Okay.
Self-publishing companies like Apple Books and Google Books.
I see. This
and then
is
third
what...
tier. No, the third tier. Please give me one sec for y'all. I know you're a scientist, so you're really keen on discovering things. Just give me one sec. Okay? So, and the third tier is full-service publishing houses. We are a service-providing company. I can either sign you up for writing and help you complete your book. I can either publish an already existing book that you have, or I can market a book that you have. And now, answering your question about Penguin Random House. Yeah, now answering it. Penguin Random House and we were one entity. But what happened was that people that started writing with us thought that they'll get published through Penguin Random House. So the things didn't work out. We're an independent company since 2017, but because our mother company is same, you know, we can use the logos. Now, I'm just going to ask you a simple question for you, and I would really like it if you can answer it. So, do you want us to market your existing book, write a new book for you, or, like, help you? How can we help you? Like, that's my question here.
Okay. The way that what I would like to invest in, okay, my time. Time is more precious than funds, okay? So What I would like to know is the ideas I have had, okay, and is that I want to write about girls' status in the world.
And do you
want to
pay for it or no?
20s and present. Okay, so this is something. What type of stories would be enticing for not only marketing, for readers?
Okay. You want author coaching. That's what you're saying. That's what I hear. You want somebody to coach you, guide you about what topics to write, how to write, what's the right way to write, or what are the right topics to write amongst what you're doing. That, too, is a paid service that we have. I just want to clarify one thing. Everything that we do is, like, we charge the people that we're working with because that's how we run as a company. So
yes, I understand.
Yeah. We're profit-making. Hey, thank you so much for understanding that, Rial. So if
yes.
you want to explore
okay.
the area where you want to talk to someone, understand what you're doing, and, you know, just explore what you should do with all the information that you have, you need a coach. You know, now who's a coach? That already is a published author that has achieved what you're trying to achieve and can, you know, create an impact. So, and that person will guide you through the program. They will make you understand how to write, and you can just keep calling them, emailing them, and ask for advice. Basically, they're their go-to person. You can talk to them twice or thrice a week. And, you know, just listen to them or ask questions or tell them about what's going on in your brain and what do you want to write about.
I see.
I think that's,
so,
you can start off from there. And after that, if you want to, you want someone to ghostwrite your book, then that's good. But if you want to write your own book and want us to publish your book, that's great. If you want to, you know, if you want someone else to publish your book, but you want us to market your book, that's great. But right now, you know, your thoughts are really scattered. You're not exactly 100% sure. You have a general idea, like you have a vast, you know, idea of what you want to do, but you need a tunnel vision right now to reach to your destination. You honestly need like a really good coach that can take you through it, and you can just talk to them for at least, you know, for hours in a day, at least, you know, twice or thrice a day, week, so that you get clarity on what you want to do and then move forward. Is that something you'd be open to?
Okay, this is something that I am just trying to absorb now. I'll have to think about it, okay? And the point that I tried to explain the situation I am in. Okay, good. So what I have done, and as a scientist, I don't make any decision or commitment unless and until I can see the picture in front of me.
That's a great thing, Freel. You're a scientist. That's amazing. But we're not building rockets here. And what we do is really simple. I hope I'm not offending you. We simply ask people what they want. Some people want writing, some people want publishing,
yes,
some people
I
want.
Do like
we
attach
them to people and we just, you know, take them forward. And the real thing actually happens once you sign up, because then you're talking to people that have industry professionals and they write, edit, proofread, or, you know, give you the guidance. So, you know.
That's another good point to know.
Absolutely. And people don't need time to make a decision for y'all. People need information to make a decision. Scientists don't sit on, you know, information for, you know, they don't wait for like 3 years and then suddenly wake up and say, aha, discovery. They're looking out for information, right? They're looking out for, and once they have the necessary information, they make a decision. So what you need to decide here, go ahead, you go.
Yes, I'm trying to find out, you know, I think you have answered most of my queries. Curious scientists, they have to have a thorough knowledge of what's in the field and what they will be getting into.
But this is not, if this was like a university project or we were just working with like British police and some, you know, your field, I would agree. I understand where you're coming from. You know, my dad is a doctor. My, you know, he was my,
yeah.
my, you know, my cousin is like a post PhD when it comes to schizophrenia and how do you call it? I'm not sure, but you know, I have scientists in my family and I understand exactly
yes,
where
yes,
you're coming from.
Yes,
so,
but the
this
reason
is not that,
that I have disclosed all those is because I don't want in the process of making a progress and saying, that's not, you know, that is misunderstood, that is this. No, that's the reason why I said thank you, but no thank you to Author Solution.
Author Solution is great. Trust me, I get at least 10 calls per day of different authors that come from Author Solutions, iUniverse, or they have another, you know, imprint Author House, and Exilibris, there's another one, and they're just
always
fed up from them. They don't work the way we do. See, I wouldn't tell you to go ahead and pay us like $10,000 and, you know, sign up for Ghostwriting right now. But right now what I understand is that your vision is not clear. You know, your plate is full. You definitely know what you can do. You know your potential. You have a lot of information. You need someone to just, you know, give you a bit of direction, you know, a bit of guidance, somebody that can listen.
Correct.
See, you told me a lot of these things in the last 35 minutes, and I love you for that. But I'm sorry, I'm not the person that can make, you know, stuff out of that information and give you a better advice. Because we have
I'm being very upfront and very honest because I do need the support that I am lacking.
Exactly. That's
and
where I'm coming. See,
that,
writing,
that,
publishing, it's a lonely journey. It gets overwhelming. You just need somebody to be with you, your body double.
Okay. It is something you're right. Scientists need the same too. We work in teams.
Yeah, teamwork is the dream work.
But the actual creation is a lonely journey, but that is enjoyable. We live in another world. Time of the day or night does not interfere our thinking. So that is something that I am reading, watching the YouTube, and I'm doing many things and deciding what will be interesting. It's not one book that I'm planning to write. I've got the manuscripts of 3-4 books now. All I need to do is rearrange them and read them through and see.
Let someone else read them.
Okay. If I may ask, this I never thought of. Okay. So,
there's a lot of things that you have not thought about. And because
exactly.
That's it. There's no harm and foul over it. It's just that, you know, you're a scientist, you've done, and you're a champion of your field. And this is a different field.
Yes, I am a champion,
That's it. Yeah. See, you're a champion of your field, but this is a different field. Just have someone come, you know, just be your partner for a while. We're not taking any credit. We're not taking any, you know, rights for your story. We're not doing anything. Just get access to a team of professionals and then make a decision. That's it. That's what I'm saying. And we have beta readers. They will read anything that we'll send them, and they will send us a SWOT analysis. They will tell us honestly what's good, what's bad, what can be improved, and what needs to be removed. So, you know, just involve yourself with professionals and go from there instead of just trying to figure this out on your own. Because we've talked for like around 40 minutes, and trust me, I know you need help.
Here is something that I'm going to ask you, and I should have asked iUniverse before. Okay, how the reader, whether it's an editor or somebody else reading my manuscript or my idea. Of course, every creator feels that my idea is the best, and that's the best solution for today's pandemic world, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you have to I have edited many books and manuscript to be published in these international journals, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and book reviews also, because I'm an expert in that area. All right. Now, it's not easy. I had to, certain things I felt that I was not aware of, I had to verify in the journals. So I would go and spend, if I needed a couple of days, I would spend it. So that is something from my personal experience as an editor, okay, is how knowledgeable will your experts be, whether it is 10 years or 20 years, in a topic like mine, child marriage in Indian subcontinent in the 20th century. You won't find there is nothing written really which will you can draw your conclusion from. So what type of qualification do they have in order to assess whether it is publishable or not, or it's worth reading? That is what I want to know.
See, the people that we have, as I said, you know, when it comes to editing, writing, proofreading, we have tiers. We have access to people that are PhD holders, and we also have access to people that are high school dropouts. Everything comes down to the amount of, you know, funds that we have for a certain project.
Here is something. That's my assessment. Is probably I have read a lot of Second World War or Holocaust survivors. Books, their life, and many of the chemists of Holocaust survivors. I have read theirs, and I'm reading. I don't know if they have published it, but anyway, Father of the Pill, his story will be in my book. I'm assuming you know who the Father of the Pill is, but again, I'll give you the answer. That's how he's known in the internet. Okay. Father of the Pill is the Carl Gerasi who first synthesized the birth control pill.
That is amazing. I'm pretty sure I'll need a few of them soon, but let's circle back to where we were.
Anyway, I met him, and I'll tell my story why I am including him. Okay, I had conversation with him and everything. So the point that I'm making, that these are some of the information that will be there in my book as my experience or episode, and how I reacted to their, whether you can say advice or their suggestions or whatever. I met Father of the Pill in 1974 spring in Ottawa at a conference.
That's great. We have written books for Melinda Gates Foundation. Trust me, we have people that are capable of doing a lot of things. We don't depend on people. We have entire research teams. They're capable of understanding a subject in a month, and you can make it as hard as you can, and they'll be experts of the subject within a month. So after all, we keep our money where our mouth is. So, you know, that's why I'm not asking you to just move ahead with, you know, any one thing. I'm just asking you to have professional help, understand how we operate, and only then move forward.
Yes. Okay. What I am looking for, that's the first criteria, okay, is an individual who has the knowledge not an authority, but the knowledge and the skills to do the research and verify the subject that I am expert in, okay, to say, no, this shouldn't be included. Even if it is, it should be, you know, presented that way.
Absolutely,
no.
Absolutely, Farrell. This is pretty basic. Trust me, we do this for a living. This, if a subject expert is coming with us and we give them a person who has no idea what they're writing about, things won't work. Farrell, honestly, we know what we're doing, and we've been doing this for like 10
years. You know what?
Years.
I'm going to be very honest, and I'm sure nobody is going to convince me. I'm an editor in my field. Okay, scientific editor for forensic science as well as for pure science. So what, from my experience, after I read the comment of the iUniverse editor who was an expert and had, I don't know how many decades of expertise, the comment, I don't even know the name, the gender, or whatever. The comments told me this individual doesn't have the slightest clue what I want to say. He doesn't not have the slightest clue.
Bad things happen with everyone. We're 50 minutes into the call. I'm just trying to understand. What is it?
You know what? Here is something else, probably, and that I take into, I respect that, yes, time is precious, time is money, time is everything. But this individual like myself, okay, I'm saying I'm looking for groups. Doesn't matter who the group is, if they are going to be cooperative of my needs, or are they going to standardize themselves who they are, which means that I have to become a student to understand their guidelines.
It honestly depends what kind of a budget you have for y'all. You get what you pay for, usually, most of the time.
No, not always true. I have been promised by iUniverse.
We get a lot of their clients. They outsource their services to Philippines or where, I'm not sure. But, you know, that's a really known method. I don't know what they do.
I know they... Actually, the ones who were in Philippines before the COVID, I had the book was published by iUniverse at that time, and now the Philippines, they do not work with them. They have their side business.
Okay, Farrell, I'll ask you one more time.
Anyhow,
I understand.
The point is, my conclusion would be, I may be totally wrong. Okay, what I have to learn is, or conclude, or accept, or have an open mind, because the credential your experts have, I have to abide by their guidelines or their comments. Am I correct?
No, it's a collaborative effort. So they will suggest you something, but if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. We are...
Okay.
Yeah, this is a collaboration between you and our company. We tell you what we think is the best for you, and then it's your decision to either do it or not. We can't hold
the
gun against you.
Do I have to pay for that if I don't if I don't agree?
So it doesn't really work like that. It's not like if you have to pay for a certain part or not. It's like a whole journey, right? So, you know, some things you'll agree, some things you'll disagree, and that's what the journey is all about.
Okay. Yes. All right. I shall be thinking about it, and it is, to be very honest, I have done a thorough reading research on memoir writing and etc. Okay, autobiography, memoir, I have taken courses from Australian experts, I have taken courses from Britain and the United States. So the point is, and I bought a lot of books on it too. At that time, not too many books were published.
I would really like it if we can get to the point.
So really what I am saying is, it's a personal memoir, my opinion. I cannot accept.
I
know your time is over, but what
I
am going
to say... No, I can stay on the call, but
this
is a cyclic conversation. My therapist once told me, instead of telling a child where not to eat, tell him, not to eat on a couch, tell them to eat on the table. You're telling me where not to eat, we're not talking about where we have to eat. See, I told you that we're a services providing company and we charge you for the services that we pay for. I told you the services that we provide. We provide author coaching, writing, editing, proofreading, publishing.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm still not sure where we're landing.
My critical decision-making would be another question I have. Maybe I should not waste your time anymore.
I can stay on the call for as long as you want me to be. That's not the problem. You know, my shift ended 2 hours ago. I'm still in the office. I like being here when everybody's not. That's not a problem. I'm a workaholic. I'm in the office for 12, 13, 14 hours. That's not a problem for me at all. I can take this call for the next 2 hours. And we do not have a average. But I would like this call to be, in a way where we're getting somewhere. We've been talking about 10 different things, and we're not getting anywhere, honestly. I'm just trying to understand what the main problem is so that I can either tell you that if we can solve it or not.
You know what? I am also trying to ask and understand what, and that's why I'm giving, and probably I'm not ready to ask those questions at the moment, because I have to do some more research. I am not well versed.
You won't get the answer
alone.
That's what I'm talking about.
Publishing.
An author like you, trust me, I do this. I talk to people like you my entire day, Farrell. Trust me when I say this.
I'm sure you do.
A call like this, you need at least 8 to 10 calls like these with an expert who has done these things before to get clarity. At least 8 to 10 calls like these before you'll get somewhere. The internet, you search by, anything that you search on the internet, internet's only going to show you the perspective that you want to see. It's doing research on the internet, honestly, the best bet is for you right now. The only problem that I've seen is that you want to achieve something over here. I'm not the expert. I wouldn't know. But you want to achieve something in the writing and publishing industry. And you don't want amateurs to deal with it. You want people that have proper experience, that understand your product, service, and, understand your field so that they get to, understand you better. And then you want to deal with some stories from either your mom's life or your life, and then you'd make a decision. Right now, you've not made a decision. In my opinion, people like you need to be involved with a team. That team, I'm not talking about like $20,000 author coaching programs. I'm not talking about that for y'all. I'm talking about 8 to 10 sessions of understanding calls where people, you talk to actual real people. You tell them, this conversation that you had with me, this would have been way more productive if this was with the person who does writing or publishing or stuff like that. So you need 8 to 10 of those in order to get clarity. Do your own research, talk to them, then come on a middle ground and understand what you want to do.
Okay.
People only need information to make a decision. They don't need anything else. They just need information. Right now, if there's an information that I can provide you that hits you the right spot, you tell me, Max, take my credit card. And that's not the case right now, that's why we're not there yet. So what I'm trying to tell you is that you need a person to talk to, at least 8 to 10 of these calls, where you discuss these issues, your problems. And at the end of those 8 to 10 issues, you will either A, get the clarity of what we're capable of doing or not, and we continue doing the work instead of just talking, or B, you'll understand that either A or B, we're not capable, or we are capable, and you would, you know, move somewhere else. You either can use time leverage for this, you know, you published this book back in 2020 and you've not published anything after that. You can either spend the next 6 months, 2 years, a year, or 2 years, and we don't, not everyone has a lot of time here. Time is the biggest currency of the world. So, you know, 2 years ago you published a book that has one review, only one review. I'm not sure if this was iUniverse, but they really did a shitty job at it. So you actually need a team of professionals that have access. Trust me, it's 10 o'clock and I'm sitting in my office. I love doing what I do. I can talk to you for the next 2 hours, man. I do not have any problem for y'all. But you lack clarity in the vision right now, and I talk to enough people to understand that.
I'm sure you do.
So.
And here is.
You should not be making a decision alone.
Okay. Here is something that I would like to know, since you have opened another door, is where are these experts who will be able to provide 8 hours and tell me that this is what you need to do?
See, I'll tell you. So what happens is we have this team lead of all the editors and consultants here. First, your initial call is scheduled with them, and that can be as long as you want it to be. We're just trying to figure out, you know, go into details. After the first initial call, that lead person understands and pairs you up with another expert of the subject matter. And then the remaining calls, you and that expert are trying to explore the problem and trying to come up with a solution. So you talk to the main person, they will assign you with somebody else, and then you actually get towards the solution. Our processes are really streamlined, and you will eventually get to the finish line.
Okay. So you are saying Penguin Book Writers provide that service?
Yes.
Okay. And do we... sorry, I probably did not understand your ad and what's written. What is free discussion to find out what I need? That is, I think, the first mistake I have made, and I expected something different from what you, you know, provide.
For all, we provide every single thing when it comes to publishing and books. We work with Melinda Gates Foundation. We have converted books into apps. We have merely converted 3 lines into a whole book. I know your experience with iUniverse was not right. It was not nice. And I have all the sympathy in the world for you. But I cannot explain you in any other way unless you experience our services yourself. We're a team of experts. We understand where authors are coming from. We deal. There's this guy. He has a similar story to you. His name is Manzoor Khan. Back from Pakistan, that guy is like 89 years old. This guy signed up with us like 6 months back. Was a huge Queen Diana fan, and he signed up with us in just like the preliminary contract. Like I'm asking you to, like, you know, just to explore what you want to do. 89-year-old Paki guy, you know. Living in the U.S., that guy now is, you know, launching decks of Queen Diana under his own belt, and we're distributing it into physical bookstores, and right off the bat, that guy made $20,000, and this wasn't about money for him. That guy was a PhD holder from Philippines and lived his entire life in the U.S. and in UN missions. So, you know,
what is the title card?
These are deck cards, card decks. It wasn't a book that he wanted. He wanted cards, you know, how they're decks of cards.
Yes. That's a new way. Yes.
Yeah. So it's a physical bookstore product. We don't sell it online. So you won't. And it's currently in production. We're designing it, but he already has a deal.
Yes, I've seen it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
One of those.
Okay.
So now he's creating
anyhow.
One which is inspired for, you know. So what I'm saying, you see, you initial conversation was about, you know, ghostwriting. I'm not saying you need ghostwriting. I'm saying you see, it's better for our company if I tell you that, hey, you need ghostwriting, you should sign up for ghostwriting, you know? Good $7,000 to $10,000 for our company. But that's not what we need. That's not what you need.
My, actually, after reading the email content of your, the email, initial email that I received for the first time, my conclusion was that they, it would be, you only provide ghost writers. And you have free initial discussion to find out if your ghostwriters would be able to write the book.
That's we will be able to write your book, but you don't want writing. You understand where I'm
no,
coming from?
No, I want to write it my way.
Exactly.
If
you
want
to write
want
it
to...
yourself, you want a team of editors. You don't want a team of ghostwriters.
No. Oh, no.
If you want a team of ghostwriters, then you should sign up for our golden package and move ahead with that. Then there's no conversation, there's no debate. And you
no,
will,
I
it
do
will
not
done,
want
it will be your way. Exactly, that's what I'm saying. You don't want ghostwriting. You don't need ghostwriting. That's what I said.
Yes, yes, you have concluded it right.
See, I know, I do this for a living. Trust me, I'm good at it. I did not pitch you ghostwriting.
You know what? Here is something that I am going to tell you, and that is something I'm laughing at myself, okay? From what you have said, you have caught me, you know, that the way that I was trying to tell you what I need, you have understood that.
I did, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much for saying that. We're all, you don't know how much that means. Thank you so much. Oh, my God, my day is made. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yes. So really, really, I have thought, done my first step of the research, you know, conclusion. This is what I want to include, but which one should I publish? And that will depend on the current trend of what type of books are being published by
and
the,
that takes me
the
what
traditional
I you.
Publishers.
And that's where my second suggestion comes. You need a person to talk to for at least 8 to 10 of these calls to get clarity on what you want and then move ahead with that decision.
Yes. To write, I'm going to be very honest because of my experience of writing, judging, and whatever, okay, in my field, not in your field. I'm not in, you know, the publishing industry. So what I will say is that, yes, it don't take me very long, but I am not finding the right people. They upset me.
People are really bad, Farrell. They upset me, too. I sometimes don't want to look at their faces. People in general, they are not nice. Dogs are nice. But we have to deal with people, don't we?
Yes.
So.
You know what? I'm going to say one thing to answer your to second your state, what you have stated is my living is not only as a researcher, but also I taught at the universities, and you meet all types of students. And sometimes it is irritating and upsets you. But you can't show that you are upset. You have to show that you are welcome. Yes, I will try my best to make you understand.
I know, Farrell. I completely understand where you're coming from. If anything, I have at least proven that I understand what you're saying, and I'm not just saying things for the sake of signing you up. I understand what you need, Farrell. Nobody would give you
yes.
the advice that I'm giving you. Trust me, Farrell, for once, you know, spend a couple of $1,000s. Even if it's, you know, you need people that can give you the warmth that you need to nurture the ideas that you have to get to the direction that you want to.
Yes. Here is something You know what? I would end the conversation, and I have ended with many of the companies who have, whether it's marketing or publishing. I see the marketing companies have also publishing techniques. Okay. So what I would end the conversation if I didn't appreciate some of your comments or assessments.
You get
that
a full refund if you don't get to
I'm
where you want to go.
A little bit of your extra time.
No, you can see I'm telling you for real. I don't mind talking to you. I can stay on this call for the next 2 hours. Nobody's judging me. It's 10 o'clock here in the New York. My entire office building is shut off. I'm probably the only one of two people that's sitting here, and that's why it's so quiet. What I'm saying,
okay,
for y'all, say that you are just a little bit scared of what if this is not what you're looking for, right? Our company will not profit off of you if you, let's say, the best that it can charge you is $2,000. Our company will not make $1 million off of you. Our company is not going to lose $1 million off of you. And our company honestly will not care if we cannot satisfy you. We will give you your money back. What I'm trying to say here is that I can, you know, give you a money back guarantee because I know the kind of people that I have. I'm pretty sure iUniverse didn't give you that. Get involved.
I'm telling you, this is the first time that I was so hurt that I am quoting them. They promised the world to me. But when it came to a penny, they showed who they are. And
I'm not
going to
promise you the world.
Thing.
I'm not promising you the world. I'm not saying that
nobody
you will
can.
No, I'm not. I'm not, Freya. I'm inspired by your story. See, you're an immigrant woman that came to Canada. You're a scientist. People, women until now are fighting to get into STEM field, and 50 years ago, you're a scientist. So this is a big achievement. My dad was an immigrant. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can get it from my accent. I do not have the clear in New York accent here. Okay, my dad is an immigrant. I know the kind of hardships he went through. My mom is an immigrant. My mom is from Lebanon. My dad is from UK. My dad is from some other country before UK. So, you know, I know the kind of struggles that you're going through. I don't want to sell you the world.
Sure.
I'm just telling you that you have a lot of thoughts coming in, which is normal. You are a scientist, so you sometimes can over-observe. You can't get me wrong. I know my cousin. She's going to be like you. So she speaks mostly like you, and you're a professor. People do not have, you know, I'm not sure when was the last time when somebody, you know, I'm not talking about arrogant and, you know, arrogant students. I'm talking about somebody of authority coming to you and telling you that, hey, this is what you should be doing. You guys have taken your own decision for years. It sometimes can be difficult for someone else to tell you, hey, this is not what you want. This is where you should go, and this is how you'll get there.
Yes, I have that in the family. But
see, I'm just telling you that talk to people that we have here. Find the middle ground and see if we're helpful. If you think we're not, trust me, we don't really care. We'll give you your money back. We don't have a problem with, you know, charging somebody $2,000 and giving them that money back. You know, our intern makes $4,000 in 6 weeks, the intern that we hire. So that money is not even half of the payroll for an intern. See, and even when it comes to ghostwriting, $10,000 is nothing. Kevin Anderson charges $40,000 to ghostwriting.
I know.
You know?
I know.
See?
And you know what I say? I read a book, and I'm not buying any of these award-winning books and all. Really, the actual message or the theme idea is lost. When I start off reading the book, when I end it, I say, waste of money, where shall I throw it? I'm being very honest.
You are. You are being honest, and I'm not saying that you're not. What I'm saying is that you need people to talk to understand what you're going to get.
I do need it.
That's what is it. That's what you need.
And that is the reason I'm saying I am not going to give an excuse and hang up. So
thank you.
You're welcome. But I am going to make my own decision because I want to speak to an individual, okay, where I'm not hurt. My dreams aren't crushed. Ferial, you should not be doing thinking that way. Our experts feel that's not going to work. I don't want to hear that.
Ferial, talk to people that are here. Listen to them. Discuss your case. And then tell me if you made the right choice or not. You will
okay,
have my direct
that
line.
That is the last thing. And I told everybody, please, I don't want to talk to any of you in the publishing industry. Please, I shall contact you when I am ready. I did not expect that professional, call yourself professional.
You're talking about
self-publishing
me?
Company, public relations is missing. Do you expect an individual, a thinker, is going to come back to you?
You're talking about me?
No, I'm...
Talk about me for y'all. Forget
that,
everyone
you
else.
You know what? I can tell you the names, quote the names of
I don't need those.
Companies
I don't want those. Ferial, I don't want those. Stop thinking about them. Please, don't, let's, you know, forget it. Talk
yes.
about me, talk about hair,
so
talk about the future, talk about the now.
That I am
I know
going
you,
to say.
Yes. People bother you.
I don't
you.
Want to listen to any negative comments at all from anybody.
No, we won't.
So
no, Ferial, see, we don't want to upset you. The only way we make money is that we give you the experience of a lifetime. We give you a successful book launch. We make you a profitable author, and you come back for us for more. The biggest authors that we started working with are the ones that we started working 10 years ago. They make $500,000, $600,000 per year off of royalties. They give us $150,000. 20 of those clients are $2 million, and that's a month's revenue for us. You know, for out of 20 people. Everyone else that we work with, are people that we want to invest in, are people that you giving signing up with us, our company's resources are, if you sign up right now, our company would be investing more on you than what you would be investing in yourself. The only reason
yes.
we charge even this amount of money is that if people can't take chances on themselves, why should we? And that's the only reason we charge them a certain amount. The only reason we make money off of you is that you launch 10 other books with us, you pay us $20,000 each for like each launch, and you give us $100,000 for the book launch. But you will never do that unless your book was successful, unless we provided you the experience of lifetime, and unless we were the team that made you feel welcomed, and we were the team that made you reach to the finish line that you're so, you know, so, for lack of a better word, you know, I don't want to use that. Okay. So, you know, so what I'm saying that, you know, you're the kind of person that we would want to work with because we see you, you know, doing more things. But for that, you need to take a small leap of faith, and that's why the initial thing is, as I said, I can talk to you for the next 2 hours. I have nothing else to do.
Yes.
Nobody else is calling. I love talking to you, but you won't reach anywhere while talking to me. I took you where I could. You need to talk
yes.
to people where, you know, you clarify and give clarity to your thoughts, and that can happen. That can happen.
Yes. I understand what you, you know, what you are saying, or that I need to speak to experts. Do you know what has happened to me when I hear the experts in the writing industry? If you don't listen to them, okay, their comments, their assessment, then you are really no longer in the team.
That's not what we do here, Ferial. That's not what we do here. That's not what we do here. This is a collaborative effort. We are not like others. I'm pretty sure you hear this every single day. We're not. How do I explain this? Ferial, you need to. I honestly, at this point in time, I'm making this personal. One thing on me, you have a very generalized idea of everyone. I'm not saying that you're judging me based off those, but you are
no,
judging.
No, I'm not judging
I'm
you.
Not, you're not judging us. I'm saying that, you know, it's...
I'm not judging you. If I was judging you, like, and put you in the same box as
thank you.
Others,
you are
I
sweetheart.
Wouldn't did my extra time. One of my bosses, what he said is this in Canada. Okay. This is what he said. Time is money, Ferio. The other one said, do not put all your ideas into one box. Keep
it's
them
like,
separate.
Yeah.
And those are the, and that is how I listened, whatever, not everything, whatever I felt I would be comfortable with. But I spent a lot of time with them, and they gave me the time, the name, the method that is in the British Home Office manual. Free in the United Kingdom that is being used. Okay.
Proud
so,
of you, Frill.
Thank you. But here is something that if I wasn't patient and if they weren't cooperative and patient with me, it is a creation is such a painful process that you go through. It is not like the unlike the politicians. So that, and I have told myself that, look, if someone gives you time and someone is pointing out something which I am lacking in the self-publishing or publishing industry, I should be patient and not antagonize them or upset them or anything. Try and be honest and let them know where my weakness is. Nobody is perfect in this world. I'm not perfect because I'm a human being. Hello?